Thank you for calling our staff fiver. My name is Fraimi. May I ask who I have the pleasure to speak with?
Yes, my name is Lee Johnson.
Hi, good afternoon, Mr. Johnson. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. And yourself?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. How may I help you today?
Well, I'm trying to find out what the status of my technician. There's supposed to be a guy at my house here at 2 o'clock today. I haven't received any type of phone call or anything saying what's going on.
Okay, let me pull up your account. Can you please confirm for me the address of service?
It's 234 West Chestnut Street, Kingston, New York.
Thank you so much. And your email address, please?
leedsmail54@icloud.com.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me take a look. Okay, it's 2:16. Okay, let me give the technician a call to see how far is he from you, because it looks like the appointment, yes, it looks like the appointment was at 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I really want to say, you guys, as a new company trying to get into the area, your customer service leaves a lot to be desired. I put a service call in yesterday. Somebody would get back to me yesterday. They never did, and I left instructions with the girl. For some reason, they couldn't get back with me yesterday to call me today after 1 o'clock. No technician has even returned that call. This morning I've had more problems, and I called in with the problem. They assured me a tech would be here at 2 o'clock. Here it is at 2:15, 2:16. Not even the courtesy of a phone call saying, "Hey, I'm running late. You guys are not valuing me for my time. My time is the most valuable thing I have. So please make sure you get him over here as soon as possible. Thank you."
I do understand. Thank you so much. And I